What does the outlook for U.S. dairy producers look like in 2016? USDA dairy analyst Amanda Steenick told an audience at the recent Ag Outlook Forum to first look back at 2015, which saw increased milk production and an all-milk price of just over $17 a hundredweight, then compare it with the view for this year.
The decrease we're seeing in number of cows is very small, and we're also expecting yield per cows to grow in 2016 by about 2%, which is up from our 0.6% that we saw this past year in year-over-year growth.
And that means a just under 2% rise in milk production in 2016. As for the projected all milk price for this year,
we're expecting a decrease from 2015 to $15.30 to $16 per hundredweight.
With class 3 and 4 milk prices also expected lower than in 2015. The same year-over-year price trend is forecasted for all dairy products, butter, cheese, non-fat dry milk, and whey. Dairy producers should see a steady number of cows, yet increase milk yields and production, increased exports of their products, and prices forecasted lower initially over the next 10 years. That is the summary of USDA's long-term projections for the dairy industry. Amanda Steenick told an audience,
looking at our long-term projections, we can start off with our cow numbers. In 2017, we're expecting cow numbers to be about 9,305 and hold steady through 2020 at about that level, and then increase in 2025 to 9,350. For yield per cow from 2017 to 2025, we're expecting a range from 23,290 to 27,405, which is an increasing rate between 1.9% and 2.1% year over year. When we combine those together, we get our milk production, and we have milk production on a steady increasing trend out to 2025 and topping out or peaking at 256.2 billion pounds.
Looking at milk export forecast,
we expect fat exports to be at 13.6 in 2025 and skim exports to be at 53.4 in 2025.
And that rise in projected dairy exports directly correlates with price estimates lower than the 2015 all-milk ending price of just over $17 a hundredweight, at least until 2018.
In 2017, we expect the price to be at about $16.25, and then from there on an increasing trend out to 2025 and peaking at $19.90 per hundredweight.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.